Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal, but it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
I'm Dan Rusinowski along with Jason Demers. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks get off to a roaring start on their road trip. A really spectacular victory, 6-3 over the Detroit Red Wings. Red Wings had won seven straight games coming into this contest. And tonight, a line combination for the ages. William Eklund with Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli just looking like they were totally in sync. And William Eklund scoring one goal and two assists, getting a three-point night. He is our guest right now from the Sharks dressing room with Jason Demers.
Slick Willie, what a game and what a win, buddy. I just want to, before we get into the game, I want to talk about, take me through that PK goal that you orchestrated.
Yeah, you know, maybe I was cheating a little bit there in the PK when I saw the chance and, you know, got out of the zone. And when I saw Sturmey coming out of the side and they got three guys on me, I just tried to, you know, make a back and play to him, and he did a hell of a job of the breakaway.
I mean, you're such an offensive guy. You play power play, penalty kill, and, you know, a lot of big minutes on 5-on-5. But talk about the importance and how proud you are to play on the penalty kill and get offense on the penalty kill.
Yeah, you know, it's a big factor in the game. You know, you need that. You need to have a good PK to be a good team in this league, and you know it's a huge honor to be on there, and I'm just trying to do the best I can every night.
You got 7 points in five games since coming back from injury, and talk about, you know, I love watching you, Toff, and Macklin play together. How fun has it been and building chemistry with those two guys?
Yeah, you know, we just stick with it all the time. You know, it's got to be games when you don't have all the chances. But, you know, when we get the chances, we're going to have to score. We got to do it for our team, you know. We have to be that line every night. And, you know, it's really fun to play with those guys. It's pretty, yeah, really skilled guys.
How was it matching up lines tonight? You know, they have so much offensive skill, and you guys really had to take on the top line most of the night. Do you kind of take pride in that and trying to get the best of those guys?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's always going to be a battle every night. You know, we meet a lot of great players out there, and, you know, you try to match up lines and stuff like that. But I think we did a pretty good job tonight matching their lines.
How big is how's the energy down there, and how big is it to get, you know, the first win on this long road trip?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, it's, you know, we had a happy team in there. You know, get the first one, it's important, and now you just keep rolling.
Yeah, and then last question, talk about Georgie. I mean, what a game he had, and how big of a confidence booster is that for you guys?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he was great when he needed tonight, and, you know, that's what we need out every night. You know, we have two great goals every night, so he's thankful for that.
Okay, buddy, I'll let you get in the room and curfew in an hour, so I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yeah, see ya.
It's time for the Sharks instant replay of an amazing night in Detroit. Final score, Sharks 6. Red Wings 3, that is the final score, played before a crowd of 19,515 fans at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. And it started off well for the Sharks. They wanted to make sure that they got off to a good beginning of this game, because the Red Wings, when they take off at starts of games, it is awfully difficult to come back against them. But 1:45 after the opening faceoff, after an unbelievable chance for Will Smith, Jan Rutta was up there as the trailer in the right place at the right time. Here comes Kane to DeBrincat down the left side. He shoots one toward the net, and Georgiev gets a piece of that. It rings off the glass and ricochets all the way back to the Red Wing zone, where goaltender Ville Husso touches it and leaves it for the D. But the Sharks are in there forechecking hard. Wennberg just back, throws it out of the slot. Will Smith, a one-time shot. Great save. Rebound. Score! Jan Rutta gets the rebound and bangs it in past Husso. After an incredible save by Ville Husso off of Will Smith, Jan Rutta gets his second goal of the season at 1:45 of the first, and the Sharks are off to the races, leading 1-0 in Detroit. Time of that, 1:45 of the first period. Jan Ruda's second goal of the season, assisted by Will Smith and Alex Wenberg, and the Sharks were on top. Then it was time for Alexander Georgiev to make some big stops. Detroit outshot the Sharks 12-6 in the first period, and the reason why it stayed 1-0 at that point was because of plays like this. Another shot to the goal from the right wing side. Stick save made there by Georgiev. Rebound to Brinkett, goes to Kane, goes to the backhand chance. Stick save, rebound. Another great stop. This one off Kopp. Another save made there by Georgiev, and it's still 1-0. You cannot forget about Alexander Georgiev's goaltending, not only in the first period, but for the entire contest. Yet in the first half of the game, he got the most dangerous of the work. The Sharks actually did get better in many respects in that department as the game went on, or maybe the Red Wings weren't as organized as they had been. But the Sharks would be in the penalty-killing situation when they were in a scenario at 15:42 when Mario Ferraro took the first call of the game. And the Red Wings, 50% on the power play since Todd McClellan took over 8 games ago, were out on the ice. But check out what happened. Rebound picked up, and Eklund races out to center. 1-2, picks it up, feeds it on the left. It's a breakaway for Sturm. He's in, he digs, he shoots, he scores! Nico Sturm scores for the San Jose Sharks at 17:41 of this third first period. First period, shorthanded goal for Nico Sturm with 2 seconds left on the penalty against Ferraro, and it's 2-0 Sharks. That was maybe the most exciting play of the game, and Nico Sturm with that large, big-toothed grin after putting that puck in. It was a great deke on the play, but what a job by William Eklund to get him the puck.
I mean, just talking to him and the way he pulls that back, he said he cheated a little bit, which, listen, you got to be smart to cheat in this league, and he makes just a beautiful backhand pass to Nico Sturm, who buries it with authority.
Meanwhile, the Red Wings would come back in the second period, and Vladimir Tarasenko, who hadn't scored in quite some time, would get the Wings on the board. Hansen on the right point, put it in the air, gloved down there by Ferraro, but taken back by Berggren, sends across the rink left corner, and Edvinsson in deep in front, they score! Edvinsson got it to the net, it bounced back very quickly, and Vladimir Tarasenko is a guy that's going to put that to the back of the goal. He ends an 18-game goalless drought with that goal to make it a 2-1 game. First of 2 goals for Vladimir Tarasenko, both goals similar in that they were off of deflections or plays off the goaltender, and a great job by Tarasenko to finish it off for his 5th from Edvinsson and Berggren at 1:28 of the second period. That would be the only goal of the second frame, but then it would be a 3-1 Sharks lead as William Eklund would get another goal. Celebrini behind the net, centering play, score! William Eklund, a perfect pass from Mecklen Celebrini. 26 seconds into the third, what a goal! Sharks lead 3-1. And that is how you need to start periods when you're up by a single goal going into the third. 26 seconds in, William Eklund's 10th of the season from Mecklen Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli. These guys work so well together.
Oh, they just stay on pucks, they work hard, they forecheck, they great cycle play, and then they get to the net, that's what's important, and Mackin with a beautiful pass cross crease to Willy Eklund.
But Vladimir Tarasenko's second goal came off of the goaltender Georgiev, and he was driving the center lane. Gustafsson and Kane assisted at 6:05 to make it a 3-2 contest. But then it was Mikhail Granlund's turn to end a lengthy goalless drought of his own while the Sharks were on the power play. Wallman now will drop it back to Celebrini. Sharks have 1:15 left on their power play as Toffoli gets it on the right wing, gains the offensive zone, taken down. Celebrini, lead pass, moving in. Granlund shoots, score! He went to the backhand! Mikhail Granlund scores on the power play, and the Sharks are up 4-2. How sweet was that? Mikhail Granlund ending a lengthy goalless drought on that play. He had gone a total of 12 consecutive contests without scoring a goal, but that was a big one, and it would prove to be a devastating one for Detroit as it was the game-winning goal. Mecklen Celebrini getting to 31 points on that play, and how about Celebrini? Gets to 30 points in just 34 games this year. The fewest ever to 30 points by an 18-year-old was 28 games by Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. That's active players that are playing right now. I'm sure Gretzky got there a little bit quicker. But 28 games for Nugent-Hopkins, 29 for Sidney Crosby, 33 for Connor Bedard last year, and 34 this year for Mecklen Celebrini. He is really starting to develop as a player, and that was a tremendous, tremendous assist on that play, winning the puck and making sure that he got it to Granlund. And so, at 7:43 of the third period, that goal is Granlund's 12th of the season, assisted by Macklin Celebrini, and it was a 4-2 Sharks lead, and that turned out to be the game-winning goal. But the Red Wings made a game of it. On a face-off play, Dylan Larkin poked the puck through Celebrini out in front of the net, and Lucas Raymond was able to bang one in for his 18th of the year at 9:56 of the third to make it a 4-3 game. And then the Sharks would once again get involved, and Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant finish would make it 5-3. Into the corner now, celebrating, fighting for it, digs it free, sends it toward the net, but it's intercepted by Hall in front. Eklund a chance! Score! Tyler Toffoli gets the rebound, bangs it in. Sharks make it 5-3 with 9:03 to go. Wow! And once again, Toffoli, Eklund, Celebrini causing mayhem in the offensive zone. Celebrini did not get an assist on this one. It was Toffoli's 16th from Eklund at 10:57 to the third, making the score the Sharks 5 and the Red Wings 3. As is typical, the Red Wings would push back hard, but there was Alexander Georgiev to get some more opportunities in net. It goes to the left wing corner boards. Doug Free, Sharks intercept it. Eklund couldn't get it out. Edvinson kept it in, puts it off a stick. Uh-oh, DeBrincat shoots, save made. A great save by Georgiev on the rebound. Another chance for DeBrincat, and Georgiev makes that gigantic stop, and the Sharks clear it out and get a change. I mean, this is not Joe Smith sending the puck toward the net. It's Alex DeBrincat. Two great saves by Georgiev right there.
And, I mean, he was solid all night, made some big saves when he needed to, and made the easy ones, which that's the hardest thing you can do as a goalie sometimes, not letting in that softie, which he did not do tonight.
And so it came down to the final minutes of the game. Todd McClellan, the head coach of the Red Wings, pulled goaltender Ville Husso for the extra attacker, and almost a moment of controversy as a Jake Walman toss toward the empty net was tipped off the stick of Moritz Seider, but they called icing against San Jose. The coaching staff of the Sharks was absolutely livid on the bench. Walman wasn't too happy either, but then they would drop the puck in the zone. The net stayed empty, and it turned into this. Detroit shoots it back in with the extra attacker on, but Ferraro steals it, clears it down the ice toward the empty net. Score! Mario Ferraro sends it all the way down 190 feet. He's congratulated by Jan Ruda, who also scored a goal in this game. And Mario gets his fourth of the season. That's a huge empty netter. Sharks are on top 6-3 with a minute 38 to go. That was an unassisted goal by Mario Ferraro at 18:22 of the third into the empty net. And so Walman didn't get one in his return to Detroit, but Mario got one, his fourth of the season. And the Sharks have got to feel pretty good about the final score. They win 6-3 in front of this big crowd at Little Caesars.
Yeah, we talk about setting the tone on a road trip. Big five-game road trip, teams that need points, and they come out and do business. They do the job they need to do tonight. Everybody played well. Everybody played together, and they bent, but they did not break, and they got the best of the Red Wings. Now we're off to Columbus, baby.
So they are 14-26-6, 34 points on the year. It is their sixth victory on the road this season. The Red Wings' seven-game winning streak comes to an end in front of the big crowd. They drop back to 12-11-2 here at home this year. They're 20-19-4, and they have 7 wins and 2 losses under Todd McClellan, who has definitely gotten this team playing much better. But not tonight. Sharks win it by the score of 6-3. That is our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.